Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History is now streaming on Hulu.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Danger. It's dangerous.
Everybody come to the Breakfast Club. I call this the hot seat.
Y'all are wild. Can I live?
You are out of control. I can't even deal with you.
Y'all are so petty. Why are y'all so petty?
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Captain of this bitch.
Angela Yee.
I stay in everybody's business, but in a good way.
Charlamagne the God.
The ruler of rubbing you the wrong way.
The Breakfast Club.
Ain't for everybody.
Well, good morning, Charlamagne.
Good morning, Angela Yee. Peace to the planet. It's Tuesday.
Yes.
I want to curse them damn VMAs last night. The reason I want to curse those damn VMAs is because they don't give a damn about us old heads. Because if they cared about us old heads, they'd have put the Naughty by Nature, Queen Latifah, Wyclef Jean. Who else was on? Redman performance much earlier.
Oh, yeah. They closed out the show.
Yes. It was
bedtime. I didn't get to see it. I definitely was asleep by the time that happened.
Oh, no. I definitely saw it because I got a lot of love for Jersey. I live in Jersey. My daughters are going to be born and raised in Jersey. They are Jersey girls, you know? So I dropped one of Clues Bombs for Jersey. So I had to stay up and watch that last night.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Queen Latifah and everything that she was doing when I was coming up. Ladies First, UNITY.
Oh, she killed it last night. Pulled up on the motorcycle.
I got to watch that now.
Pulled up on the motorcycle. I don't salute the Tretch from Naughty by Nature. Whatever he had on, I want to wear for Halloween this year.
Well, let me go look at this. Okay. So the VMAs were good.
To be honest with you, when I walked in the house, because I was in the gym, when I walked in the house, I saw Missy Elliott's acceptance speech.
Okay.
So I saw everything from Missy Elliott's acceptance speech on up. I saw Taylor Swift acting fake surprised again, which it pisses me off that I'm surprised that she still acts fake surprised when she wins awards.
Maybe she really is.
No, she doesn't. Like, that is the biggest act in the history of acts, okay? Not only did she act fake surprised when she won the award last night, she had like 20, 30 people come on stage with her, and all of them act surprised too. As if you don't have to tell people in advance, hey, I want y'all to come up with me when I win this award.
So people know they're winning before they win?
I think certain people do.
Okay.
I think an artist like Taylor Swift.
We really need you to come. Maybe they just say, listen. Man.
You can tell by the seating.
FYI, we do need you to be there.
And you can tell by the seating.
But Taylor Swift would get a great seat regardless.
But with her 30 friends that she brought on stage, Todrick and the rest of the gang, Todrick was sitting right by her. But it was a bunch
of... You know her whole crew?
I mean, I know Todrick. Who don't know Todrick? Everybody knows Todrick, right? You don't know Todrick?
I don't know who that is.
Y'all know Todrick?
No.
No, Todrick got more followers than all of us on social media. Todrick got hit popping. Todrick had a TV show on MTV at one point.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I'm not like that.
I think he choreographed her video that she won the award for, if I'm not mistaken.
All right.
Yes.
You're a Swiftie.
Definitely not.
Is that what they're called? Swifties?
I don't like that much mayonnaise on my sandwich.
All right, well, I've been having a crazy week because Angela Yee Day is tomorrow in Brooklyn, so it's just been a lot of planning for me. It's my first year doing this, so I have a huge free event in Brooklyn with a lot of performances. I did Good Day New York yesterday with a reggae artist, Christopher Martin. He's been on The Breakfast Club before. And so a lot of people are going to be performing. So shout out to everybody who is coming out. Dovie Magnum, Naomi Cowan, Christopher Martin, Hood Celebrity, Flip De Niro, Noah Poa, DJ Nori, DJ Suave, DJ Spice. Everybody's just doing this. It's a big free event. A lot of reggae, Reggae Gold, VP Records and all of that. So I'm just excited for that. But it's been a lot of work. And I'm not going to lie. You know how you have a huge event that you're planning and you're just waiting for it to be over? I feel like I just need this to go well and be over, and then I can relax.
Why didn't you hire somebody to plan it for you?
It's my first time doing it, and I'm a very hands-on person, and it's my event. So you know how you want to make sure this goes well so next year it can be easier and smoother?
Mm-hmm.
This is just the first year, so it's a lot of kinks I'm trying to iron out. It's good to be involved with your own things, right?
Yeah, but if it doesn't go well, then you only got yourself to blame.
It will.
That's no fun.
It will. I feel good about it. It will.
Absolutely.
All right, well, let's get ready for front page news. We were telling you yesterday about this Oklahoma trial case against Johnson & Johnson. Well, bad news for Johnson & Johnson. We'll tell you about this historic case.
And we have a friend coming in here this morning.
A homie,
Machine Gun Melly, a.k.a. Melissa Ford from Hollywood Unlocked, will be here.
I love Melissa Ford, man.
Yes, and she had a very tragic accident last summer that she seems to have bounced back from in a real way. So I think her story may inspire some people.
And she has a new show on iHeart as well.
That's
with
right.
Jason Lee, Hollywood Unlocked.
All right. We got a lot of all that type of stuff this morning. It's The Breakfast Club.
EJ, MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
One last thing before you do front page news. Yesterday we did a poll on how many people know how to change a tire. So the results are in 24 hours. 71% of people do know how and 29% said no, they don't know how.
So as I said yesterday, most people know how to change a tire. That's over 70%.
I believe it. Like, I changed my tire yesterday. I sent y'all guys pictures.
Saw. No, you had somebody change it for you.
He said it took 5 minutes.
Fix a flat guy. I've changed it in 5 minutes. It would have took me at least 20 minutes to do that. 30 minutes to do that. Right or wrong?
I mean, it's kind of a really basic skill that a lot of people know how to do.
And shout out to Poppy. Poppy had me done in 5 minutes. Zip, 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 zip. Zoom, gone. All right, well, let's get in front page news. Where we starting, ye?
Well, let's start with this opioid trial. I can't even say opioid.
Opioid?
Right? Opioid. Mm-hmm. Trial in Oklahoma. It's a landmark decision. Now, the judge has ordered that Johnson & Johnson has to pay $572 million.
They would have never did this for the crack epidemic.
For their role in the state's opioid crisis. Now, what they are saying is that because of all the marketing that they did and false and misleading marketing of their drugs and opioids generally, they said that the law makes clear that such conduct is more than enough to serve as the act or omission necessary to establish the first element of Oklahoma's public nuisance law. Now, Johnson & Johnson's already planning to appeal what they call a flawed judgment.
Jesus Christ. I really don't even still understand what's going on with this case. But I just know that this would have never happened with the crack epidemic.
Well, what they're saying is that Johnson & Johnson had a responsibility and they put out false and misleading marketing so people got addicted to opioids not knowing what would happen when they started taking them. So people started
They should sue.
Got addicted because of the marketing of Johnson & Johnson. So they are responsible.
I wonder what the marketing was, though. Because you have to know that if you take a certain drug, whether it's painkillers or Oxycontin, anything that you're going to get addicted to.
People didn't know that back then. This is before that study came out. But back then, people were taking it just to feel good. Didn't know it was addictive.
I find that hard to believe. Because I'm not going to front. I got caught on painkillers for a moment after I got into a car accident because they were so good. And then I realized, like, I'm not in pain no more. I just like taking them.
Bro, that was like, what, 10 years ago?
Way longer than 10 years. That's my point. It was like, it had to be like over 20.
Well, according to the state of Oklahoma, they're saying that Johnson & Johnson flooded the state with opioids and made it just too accessible for people. And with the marketing and all of that and the misuse of it and people getting addicted and all of that, that's actually contributed to more than 70,000 deaths in 2017.
Well, who can we sue for flooding the streets with crack in the 80s then, goddammit?
The now government.
We got to deal with all these crack babies because of that.
Like, yeah, pretty much.
You know what I'm saying? Who do we sue for that? The government?
All right, also today up to 30...
Ronald Reagan got in the state?
I'm sure he does. I'm sure you could try.
Flooding the streets for crack in the
80s. And just so y'all know, today, up to 30 women are expected to take a judge up on his invitation. They will speak at a hearing after Jeffrey Epstein killed himself while in federal custody. So these women will be able to have a chance to have their voices heard. So the judge did set this hearing after prosecutors asked that they scrap charges against Epstein since he was dead. But now they are going to give these victims a chance to speak, and they're hoping that they'll continue the investigation against Jeffrey Epstein and all of his co-conspirators.
Well, Epstein clocked out at the right time, huh?
Well, let's say five women already are going to sue his estate, and they're expecting a lot more.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's why you can't take it with you.
Nope.
All right. Well, that is your front page news.
Yes. That's the reason why I can't take it with you. All right. Well, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset and you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe on the way in, there was a bad accident and they closed the highway down. Maybe you was up late last night watching the VMAs.
Yeah, did y'all see Big Sean and A$AP Ferg dancing?
I did see that. The VMAs really don't care about old people, yo. Because they did not care that we had to get up early in the morning because they put all the old people at the end, knowing that's what I wanted to
Missy
see.
Missy was in the beginning, though. Missy killed it. She was in the beginning.
I missed that. I was Miss in the
Missy. Gym. All right. Well, get it off your chess. 800-585-1051 is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how Black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History is now streaming on Hulu.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Wake up, wake up. Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Man, this is G from the Brick City.
The whole G
Brick
from
Brick City, Newark.
Did you go to the VMAs?
Of course not, but I watched it and I was really disgusted. I feel like MTV humiliated Black people last night. It all started out with Megan Thee Stallion performance. I mean, she looked tore up from the floor. Who's a fashion stylist? She looked like she got her outfit from Forever 21. I couldn't believe it.
She performed at the pre-show, right?
Yeah,
I didn't see it.
She looked so bad they wouldn't even let her perform on the inside.
I didn't see Meg Thee Stallion. What else did you see?
Man, it's been Taylor Swift, you know, performing with two Black gay guys. I'm not upset that they were gay, but, you know, they was Black and they looked like they needed to be on a vegan diet. They looked disgusting. It is Lizzo. I mean, come on. Lizzo, I like Lizzo, man, but her outfit, she just looked crazy out there. Like,
I love Lizzo.
And White America got a big laugh last night looking at her performance.
Lizzo's a star.
Yeah, I didn't see Lizzo's performance last night, but I know that 2 years ago, Lizzo was hosting the red carpet of the VMAs. It was me, Lizzo, and DJ Khaled. And this year, Lizzo is bodying the stage. So life is all about progression, sir.
I understand that. And I could have sworn I saw Lizzo dancing in line at the at Popeye's trying to get a chicken
Shut
sandwich.
Up, man. This guy's crazy, man. Goodness gracious. Hello, who's this?
Our listeners are so stupid.
It's Tisha from Texas. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hey, Tisha from Texas.
Get it off your chest, mama.
Oh, you know, that's a mess. I just called to tell y'all that I love listening to you all together. You're a movement by yourself. But like the rap song says, you're a force when you're together.
I thought that was Neo's song.
That was Neo's song.
Was it?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. I wanted to also tell y'all, I'm not a Nicki hater or a party lover. Kind of I am. But anyway, Nicki needed that song with Megan. Everybody thinks, oh, my God, Nicki. And it's good. But she needed that song to kind of elevate her back to where she was. I'm not sure that that song has done that. It's put her back in a favorable light, but hasn't put her, elevated her back to
what
where
song?
She is. Or
she's talking about Hot Girl Summer.
Oh. The Hot Girl Summer song, you know. But I just, you know, I'm not sure if she's ever going to get that back because she was real mean to a lot of people. And people don't forget that.
Well, you know what? I mean, I don't think it has anything to do with her attitude. I just think that, you know, you're only in that white hot space once. You know what I mean? It's very rare for somebody to stay red hot, white hot for a long period of time.
For
you know?
Long periods of time. And you have to strike while the iron is hot. But when you're in that white light, you cannot be mean. Because if you are, people don't remember that. So if that light comes back around, they may not let it shine as well.
Yep. And that's in life, though. That's in life, no matter what you do, right?
No matter what you do. My birthday is Sunday, y'all.
Congratulations.
Okay,
my
happy birthday.
My birthday Tuesday, Virgos. Ow.
Okay, follow me on Twitter, Latisha D. LATICIAD.
All right, Mama, thank you.
Okay, bye. Have a great day.
You
I
too.
Mean, I think you can be as mean as you want, as long as you got fire records.
Nah, because that one time you ain't got a fire record.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Trouble. If you got undeniable music, imagine if Drake was an ass. Over the past 10 years. Right? Wouldn't matter.
That is true. But because he's not, you want to support him. It's the truth.
Unless you're Joe Budden.
Oh, my goodness. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. It's your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Dominique.
Hey, Dominique.
Detroit.
What's up? Get it off your chest.
Today is my birthday.
Ow.
Happy born day.
All these birthdays. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
How old are you?
Thank you. I'm 34.
You 34? What you doing for your birthday?
I'm coming out to the party tonight.
Ah, you know
oh,
I'm
that's
DJing.
Right. So, listen, shout out to my girl Chantel from Detroit. She just hit me like, Envy's DJing in Detroit tonight.
That's
I'm going
right.
to go out.
It's my birthday party in Detroit tonight, so we're going to celebrate tonight. You coming out?
I'm coming out.
All right, drinks on me on your birthday. Just come,
it's
come see me.
It's a goddamn Tuesday. Y'all ain't got
it's
no job
birthday.
Tomorrow.
You know Detroit closed early, and it's R&B Tuesday, so it's all R&B
oh,
music.
Oh, got you.
It's dope.
So it's a happy hour, bitch.
All right, wait, hold on. Before you,
I wouldn't say it's a happy hour. But
what's your name? We got to make sure that you Envy remembers to get you your free drinks.
It's Dominique.
Dominique. So, Envy, remember, Dominique's going to come up to you tonight. It's her birthday. Okay.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. There's going to be a lot of Dominiques coming up to you now. All right.
We need ID.
Thanks to Angela Yee. It's going to be a lot of Dominiques in Detroit.
We need
Hi,
ID.
I'm Dominique. I'm Dominique.
And there can be guys named Dominique as well. So if you're a guy named Dominique in Detroit, please come up to Envy.
Great. Thanks, Yee. But I see you tonight. We partying, all right?
All right.
Make sure you take your nap before you come out. I'm taking my nap. Make sure I'm straight,
That's
all right?
That's right. When you're over 40, you got to get that nap to party at night. God damn it.
Right.
I'll see you later, Mama.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, it's from Jersey.
Hey, get it off your chest, Mama.
Yeah, I just want to get off my chest. Like, I just worked, like, you know, like, almost 24 hours straight, and it was crazy. Like, and then I got 14 kids, so it's, like, it's hard, like, making dinner. It's very difficult, but you know what? As a woman, we fall, you know, we get to we got to keep pushing. And that's my
All I heard you say was you got four kids and you got to keep pushing. And that's usually what happens when you have four kids. You just keep pushing.
She said she worked overnight and she's super duper tired.
Oh.
Your phone sucks.
How many baby daddies you got?
Just one.
Oh, okay. Y'all married?
We married.
Oh, that's beautiful.
The world is no matter what happens in life, you got to keep pushing. You got to keep doing your be independent and
have a good. That's right. You got to treat life like it's labor, baby. You just got to keep pushing.
Now, what part of Jersey are you from?
I'm sorry?
What part of Jersey are you from?
Newark.
Newark.
I love Newark, the Brick City. Now, I'm not going to lie. This is the part of the conversation where a lot of radio personalities will say, man, we're going to give you something to lighten your load. But we're not that kind of radio show, so we're going to pray for you.
Nah, I got you. I got you. How old are your kids, mama?
Pray is up.
I ain't hear you. You got to get a new phone. But listen, my car show is next week Saturday.
Yes, you don't want to come to your goddamn car show?
Take the kids to the car show, man. You want to come take your kids to the car show?
Yes, I do.
I'll pay for the kids and you and your husband. Y'all all come to the car show on me, okay?
He's not really going
to
pay, but he's going to let y'all in free.
Man, it's the same difference. All right?
All right.
Is that cool? How many? It's five of y'all, right?
Six. Her husband want to go, too.
That sounds great.
Now, make sure you come to this car show with no expectations. You're not going to leave with a free minivan. Okay.
We already got photos. If we get any more, you know what I mean? More car insurance, so we good on that.
I feel you.
I'll give you some tickets and some VIP tickets so you could go in a little hour earlier. You could get in the cars and all that other stuff, all right?
That sounds great. All right, thank you.
You hold on, okay?
Okay.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up at any time. Nayee, we got rumors on the way?
Well, let's talk about the MTV VMAs. We'll tell you about the winners last night, and you guys could chime in on what you think were the best performances.
All right. We'll get into that when we come back. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. Club.
Well, let's talk about the MTV VMA Award winners. Video of the year went to Taylor Swift. You need to calm down.
Too much goddamn mayonnaise. That's how I feel about Taylor Swift. Every time she wins an award, she needs to calm the F down and stop acting so fake surprised all the time.
Artist of the year went to Ariana Grande.
For what?
Song of the year went to Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus for Old Town Road Remix.
That's obvious.
Best new artist, Billie Eilish. Best collaboration, Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello for Senorita. Push Artist of the Year, Billie Eilish. Best Hip Hop,
Cardi B. Wait a minute,
Cardi
what is a push artist? Is that like a push gift?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think these are like newer,
just making up categories,
making that push right now.
Ah.
Best Hip Hop is Cardi B, Money.
Mm-hmm.
Best R&B went to Normani and Black Waves. And Video for Good. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Video for good. Taylor Swift, you need to calm down. So there you have it. Those are
Taylor
the winners.
Swift, you do need to calm down and stop acting fake surprised every time you win an award. Okay? Because there was nothing surprising about your win last night because you brought 30 people on stage with you.
Now, here was Cardi B with the award for Best Hip Hop.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, everybody. Goodbye.
That's right. Energy I'm on forever. Gratitude is always my attitude. To God be the glory, whatever you want to call him.
Absolutely.
All right. Also, Missy Elliott got her big award for the Vanguard Award, which was the Michael Jackson one, but they changed it and dropped Michael Jackson. But here's what she had to say.
This Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award means so much to me. I have worked diligently for over 2 decades. And I never thought that I would be standing up here receiving this award, so it means so much to me. I promise you, it don't go unnoticed that the support and love that y'all have shown me over the years.
I'm gonna include bombs for Missy Elliott.
That's dope. She killed it, too.
Yes,
absolutely killed
her performance was amazing. You know, she brought out the young girl who was in the video when she was young. You remember that little girl
that was
in the video?
Yeah, she grew up. It's dope. She had dope dances. She killed it, man.
And salute to Missy Elliott for saluting Kid Fury and Crystal, because, you know, I'm a huge fan and supporter of the Reed podcast. And since last year, they've been campaigning for Missy to win the Michael Jackson Vanguard Award, and Missy won it. And that's dope to me, because it shows the power of the Reed platform. And it's also why when you have a platform, you should celebrate what you like, even if it's not the popular thing to celebrate at that moment.
All right. Well, shout out to Missy Elliott. She also dropped Iconology. Mm-hmm. That was her first music collection in 14 years. And she has a video also out for the song Throw It Back.
She got some records on that Icon, whatever. How's it pronounced?
Iconology.
Yeah, on that EP. Mm-hmm. Like, that Throw It Back is tough. Tough tune.
Also, Big Sean and A$AP Ferg premiered a song, Berserk. And they were getting it in. Their performance was pretty good. They were dancing and everything. Not with each other. They was getting it in. You should have seen them dancing. At one point, I looked up, A$AP Ferg was dancing with the dancers. I was like, is that A$AP Ferg with the dancers?
Mm-hmm.
Doing all the same moves, but they definitely was going ham when they was performing. Also, Queen Latifah. They represented for New Jersey. That was the finale for the show. And they looked at some very iconic New Jersey hip-hop artists like Fetty Wap, Naughty by Nature, Redman, Wyclef. Of course, Queen Latifah. Ice-T kicked things off. And That's it. The energy went crazy afterwards.
I'm shocked they didn't have Joe Budden up there. He must not have wanted to pump it up.
Joe, or even most people don't know. Sugar Hill Gang.
The hip,
the hip, the hip, the
hip, the hip, the hip,
the hip, the hip, the hip, the hip, the hip, the hip, the hip, the hip, the hip, the hip, the hip, the hip, the hip, the hip, the hip, the
hip, the hip, the hip,
the hip,
the hip, the hip, the hip, the hip, the
hip, the hip, the hip, the hip, the hip, the hip, the hip, I think about all the New Jersey rappers.
I thought they could have bought out Wendy Williams. She reps Jersey hard. She's born and raised in Jersey.
She's not a rapper. Artist.
Shaquille ain't no artist.
Shaquille's a rapper. He had an album. He had like two albums.
All right, so Wendy did radio all those years. Like, what? That's like that don't count?
Well, I think these are
you telling me radio personalities aren't a part of the culture?
You want her to perform with them?
What was she going
to
do? How you doing?
She could have came out and introduced somebody.
They could have bought out everybody from the New Jersey Drive movie.
What?
I see you're going too far now.
I don't even remember who was in the New Jersey Drive movie.
And all the music that was on there. They could have put out Rotten Rascals, The Artifacts, right, Poor Righteous Teachers.
Okay.
All right, now let's talk about...
That's Angela Yee did.
I just said shit. Okay.
My God.
All right, now let's talk about the Forbes 2019, a list of the highest paid women in music, since we're doing this. All right, so on that list, at number 10 is Shakira. Number 9 is Celine Dion. Number 8 is Lady Gaga. Number 7 is J-Lo. Number 6 is Ariana Grande. Number 5 is Pink. 4 is Katy Perry. Number 3 is Rihanna. The number 2 on that list is Beyonce. And number 1 is Taylor Swift.
Okay.
So Taylor Swift made $185 million, and then second was Beyonce with $81 million.
That conservative fan base is huge, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now we got front page news. Next, what are we talking about?
Yes, Beyond Meat will tell you what restaurant is about to do some Beyond Meat fried chicken.
That sounds so crazy. But all right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. What are we starting with, Yee?
Well, since we just were talking about the VMAs in New Jersey, Newark is getting a $120 million loan to fix their water crisis, and they're supposed to fix that in the next 2 to 3 years. So the Essex County Improvement Authority is lending that money to the city of Newark, and that's because pipes are contaminated with lead.
That's right. Clean Newark, man. Newark is a special city. I got mad love for Newark.
I was wondering why. I wonder if MTV donated any of the money to Newark, you know, for using Newark, because there's a lot of people out there that don't have water, don't have clean water. And there was people protesting out there. I was just wondering if they donated to the city.
Well, I don't know if they donated, but I know that event bought money to the city.
But did it bring money to the right people, to the right community that needed it?
I would think they would have to rent the Prudential Center, right?
Right.
I'm sure it's a union.
I'm sure it's union people. They probably hired people from Newark to work there, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure a lot of restaurants and businesses nearby hopefully got some of that money, too.
Yeah, not to mention, I'm sure the hood came up a little bit, robbed a couple people after the award show.
You know
what I'm saying? Yeah, like, it was a win for everybody.
You're right.
Dropping cruise bombs for Brick City, baby.
Kentucky Fried Chicken, they are testing Beyond Meat Fried Chicken in Atlanta this week. So if you're in Atlanta, I want y'all to tell me how it is.
Nah.
So they're testing. Why you say no?
You can't have fake chicken at a chicken spot.
Word is money. Like, I thought we was trying to steer people away from eating genetically modified meat. Beyond Chicken is definitely genetically modified
meat. It's not meat.
It's genetically modified whatever it is. It's not real. Like, if you are eating Beyond Chicken, stop lying to yourself.
Well,
about
there's no genes
eating,
in it, so how can it be genetically modified?
Huh?
It's not meat at all. It's all...
But it's genetically modified. It has to be genetically modified.
You can't have fake chicken
exactly.
at a chicken spot.
It's not chicken at all.
Beyond Meat is like pea isolate.
Why would I go to KFC for fake chicken?
What I read about it is plant-based. Right?
Yeah, it's plant-based.
So how the hell you have a plant-based chicken? You chickens aren't made out of plants. It's genetically modified.
It's like when they have burgers, but they're made out of black beans.
That's a black bean burger.
Right. So this is it's not meat.
It's not a burger, though. They're not fake pretending to be beef.
I'm not going to a chicken spot for fake chicken.
It's chicken. Chickens ain't supposed to be plants, is what I'm telling y'all. It's not that serious.
And FYI, Beyond Meat is non-GMO. I just looked it up. So it's not genetically modified anything.
Man, it has to be.
It's not.
There's no such thing as a plant-based chicken. So it has to be genetically modified.
It's not chicken at all.
But they make this somewhere. Yeah.
But it's not chicken. It's non-GMO.
Why are they selling fake chicken at a chicken
exactly.
spot?
Exactly. It's supposed to be chicken.
So y'all don't eat Beyond Burgers when they have them at, like, Burger King and all of that. They have Impossible Burgers. It's not real.
I like
it's
the...
not meat.
I like
because these are for vegetarians. So if you're a vegetarian...
Why go to a
this.
Chicken spot?
I like the black bean burgers, the because I at least know what they're made out of.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what Beyond Meat is made out of.
It's made out of pea isolate. All you got to do is look it up.
I don't even know what that is. What the hell is pea isolate?
Well, anyway, KFC is going to be testing Beyond Meat fried chicken in Atlanta. So if you're in Atlanta and you have no problem with eating that, let me know how it is. Okay, so Beyond Meat is now adding chicken to their lineup of plant-based products, which includes burgers, ground beef, and sausage alternatives, amongst other meat substitutes.
If you're going to eat genetically modified meat, just eat the Popeye's chicken sandwich.
No.
All right. No.
Not if you're a vegetarian. At least you could eat this. All right, now Oklahoma has won that case against Johnson & Johnson. Johnson & Johnson has to pay $572 million. That is all for their role in the state's opioid crisis. And they're saying this is a historic case because now other states could follow suit and also take these drug makers to task for their advertising, for flooding the state with opioids. So now they're going to, of course, plan to appeal. What they are saying is that Janssen Pharmaceuticals, that Johnson & Johnson owns, did not cause the crisis, and neither the facts nor the law support this outcome. According to the executive vice president and general counsel for Johnson & Johnson, Michael Ullman, he also said, "We recognize the opioid crisis is a tremendously complex public health issue, and we have deep sympathy for everyone affected. We are working with partners to find ways to help those in need, but it's not a public nuisance law. It should not be public nuisance law." So we'll see what happens when they actually try to repeal that. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Front Page News.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, Melissa Ford will be joining us.
Yes, Melissa.
Melissa had a damn near life-threatening injury, car accident last year.
Correct,
like,
yeah.
She almost died, you know, and she lived to tell a tale.
All right, so we'll talk to Melissa Ford about everything that she's working on, her car accident, and more. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building. Melissa Ford.
Hi, guys.
What does your shirt say?
Lick me till I scream.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
Well, I mean, your t-shirt game is so on point that I had to come in here and rep.
Well, congratulations, Melissa.
Thanks.
First of all, because you guys have the show now on iHeart.
I know. Like, what was iHeart thinking, you know? I love it. It's, you know, Jason and I started Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored as the podcast literally, like, what, just over 3 years ago. And, no promise of anything. We just literally sat down in front of a couple of mics and just started talking to each other, you know? And it just, we just discovered we had a lot of, like, really dope chemistry. And so.
Y'all do have good chemistry. Jason Lee can be a bit much. I like him.
You think?
All right.
No.
But he can be a bit exhausting.
He's a shrinking violet. What are you talking about? You know.
How do you deal with him?
Well, how does Angela deal with you?
That's a good point.
So, Ange, let me ask you this.
Woo.
When do people come after you for his opinions?
They
like,
have.
Why don't you keep him in line? How could you let him go off
all
on black
time.
Women like this?
And like it's my fault. I'm like, I can't make him say anything, and I don't always agree with what he says. There's nothing I can do about it. And imagine you argue everything all the time. Then people get mad if you argue.
Yeah.
And people be like, oh, why do you gotta spoil everything by disagreeing? It doesn't matter. You can't win no matter what you do.
Yeah. No, that's clear because I'm in the comments and I'm like, this shit is exhausting. I'm out.
You're not responsible for what Jason says. He's not responsible for what I said.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and I love the fact that he has such a big, bold opinion and he is, like, fearless in expressing it. That is him. That's his shtick. I am the voice of reason.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the myth-buster, fact-checker, and I represent for women. I'm the, you know, I'm swimming in testosterone in the studio with him and DJ Damage.
I know. Don't you feel like when you leave work that you're like, I don't even want to talk to a guy for 2 hours at least. I just need to decompress.
I guess a little bit.
I'd be like, I need to have some women around me and just to, like, get back to myself for a minute.
The dynamic's not different because Jason is gay, though. Like, me and Envy just fake gay. Like, Jason's really gay.
Yeah. No, you know what? Jason is one of the most alpha males I've ever met in my life.
Right.
You know, he doesn't lead with his sexuality. He just also doesn't, you know, hide it.
Right.
So he's very, very manly.
Let
you
me
know?
Ask you this, because DJ Damage came on the show later than you did. How many hosts did you guys have to go through? Because we talk about chemistry and how difficult that is. Until you guys came to the three of y'all, this is it.
Well, Jason didn't have any radio experience. Mm-hmm. And but he'd done, you know, kind of like a show with you and Claudia Jordan.
The funeral.
The funeral. Yeah. And Lil Mo, was it?
Lil Mo was on there. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My God, that show would have been a train wreck.
Yeah, that pilot was that pop.
Reckless.
I hope they burned the audio from that.
Oh no,
pilot.
It's still available. Trust me. I heard it recently.
Pull that up.
Oh yeah.
Oh, we was wild.
It's gonna come back to haunt you.
He's nervous.
But Jason was actually pretty quiet in it because trying to get a word in edgewise while you and Claudia Jordan were talking was almost impossible.
That was supposed to be you though.
Really?
Yeah, I remember Jason saying it was supposed to be you, but I don't know.
It was probably because I lived here at the time or something. I don't know. It was or I was doing Blood, Sweat, and Heels or. I don't know, something. But,
and you have radio experience.
Yeah, so, that's where we met. That's where our little love affair began.
Yes.
Over at Sirius Radio. So when we decided to do the podcast, I said, we need somebody who's completely different from us. Let's get a comedian, you know, so we can kind of break things up. Somebody who has knowledge in sports, definitely a guy. And so we started interviewing comedians from All Deaf Digital.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they brought a whole bunch of them in. And so we picked out this guy named Doughboy.
Doughboy.
Yeah. He flamed out in about 5 episodes.
What happened?
I guess my perception of it, he was concerned with his career, you know, and elevating it and moving through the ranks of, you know, comedy and whatnot. But I don't think that he really understood the opportunity, you know.
Because it is a grind at first.
It is a real grind. You're not promised anything. When you start podcasts, there's no money in that.
Right.
There's zero money in podcasting.
It's a lot of commitment and no money.
Exactly. There's zero money in podcasting until you have an audience and then you're talking about something niche. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like if you're talking about knitting with a certain kind of crochet technique.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And you got 5,000 diehard knitting fans listening to your podcast, then you're probably going to get, you know, sponsors and advertisers that are related to the content that you're producing. But podcasting, there's no promise until you build your own audience, and that takes some time. And then advertisers and sponsors, if you're lucky, they come in. So we had no promise of money, and so I guess he just didn't really see the long run, which is fine. And then I was like, Jason, we are not going to keep on doing this with co-hosts. We need to keep the chair empty with recurring hosts and let our audience choose who you love.
Right.
You know? And so we had a bunch of different people. I was really partial to Spank Horton.
Oh, yeah. He's
Spank. Yeah.
Spank ain't got time for that.
No. Well, now he doesn't.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
At the time, he did.
He had time.
At the time, he had a little
Spank
bit
wasn't doing
time. But he's not as big as he is now. The Red Cup Boys and, you know, Kevin didn't have LOL Network yet. So he was my choice.
I can see why you would want that.
Yeah.
Spank is very dope.
He's hysterical.
Yeah.
But we ended up with Gio because the people chose him. And he was a really great dynamic. People used to get on my case about, you know, Melissa's such a pretentious bitch. She's so mean to Gio. I'm like, he loves being my punching bag. You know, Jason kept insinuating that he was gay. It's fun.
Right.
You know, it's fun. But then that didn't work out.
Mm-hmm. Why did that not work out? You got tired of being called gay?
No.
That's becoming my breaking point.
No.
As well.
Hysterical. No.
Who are you looking at?
He actually departed from the show while I was gone recovering from my car accident. So I guess there was just like, you know, shit happens, breakdown in dynamic, and then just stuff that is kind of personal, that's not my business to reveal, honestly.
We needed our buffer in the room, our voice of reason.
Yeah, well, the voice of reason was, you know, literally still trying to get her life together.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah. So DJ Damage came in, and Damage is so different from, you know, Jason and I and everybody who came before him because he's just so produced. I mean,
he's a radio guy.
He's a walking Colgate commercial.
Yeah, he's a radio guy.
Very professional.
Yeah. Super professional, you know, super produced. And, you know, my God, watching him do ads, I'm just literally staring at him like.
You need that, though.
Like, need the discipline.
Yeah, he was the piece that Hollywood Unlocked needed to be a show.
Yeah, we needed the discipline. We needed the structure.
That's it.
Exactly.
That's it.
We needed the structure. And he provides that structure. And I just think as, you know, just as a package deal for iHeart, we just looked really, really appealing. So Doc Winters, thank you. But you've been known how, like, dope we were.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
And you talked to Doc about it, and finally, you know, people started to kind of get the memo, and now here we are, iHeart, part of the iHeart family.
All right, we got more with Melissa Ford when we come back. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Melissa Ford in the building. Yee.
Now, there was a period of time when we didn't think you would be able to come back to the show, and you had a really bad accident.
Yeah.
That you posted about, and you suffered from depression after that. So talk about that tragedy and what happened.
Well, I was going to Tank's fiance, now wife, Zena Foster, sorry, Zena Babs. I was going to her bridal shower, and it was June 28th, 2018, at exactly 12:37 p.m. And I know this because my phone was mounted GPS. I was in an area of LA that I'm not familiar with, border of Pasadena and Glendale. I was on the 134, and there was a semi truck next to me, you know, tractor trailer, a lot of dirt on it. And the rest of the highway was empty, surprisingly enough. And so I had on like this Diane von Furstenberg dress. It was bad. Hair done, jewelry on, everything, and high heels and stuff like that. And then the tractor trailer was kind of swaying back and forth. And I believe that the tire connected with my back tire, because I had there was this massive impact that I felt that, you know, kicked my tire out and like instantly put me into like a spin. And I was driving a beast of a Jeep. Like my Wrangler was my, oh, I love this thing. And it had a 3-inch suspension kit on it, 36-inch tires. Like, this was bad. But also that suspension kit, like it was really, you know, it did not feel stable, especially after getting hit by a truck. So it started to spin out, and I tried to counter the spin. I don't know if I made it worse or made it better. I wasn't manipulating the pedals, but at one point I realized I was going to flip. And
that's so scary.
This was just it. And
were you in front of the truck or behind it?
No, it was to the side of it.
Side of it, okay.
Yeah. I literally could see my exit. And so they say that the accidents happen within 5 minutes of your destination. Super true in my case. And so as soon as I realized that, like, that my car was going to flip over, I just took my hands off the wheel, and I just kind of sat there and waited for it to happen.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember those moments, like before it flipped?
I just thought to myself, I'm not going to make it.
Really?
Oh my God.
You thought you were going to?
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, I don't like want to get like emotional, but when you think to yourself like I'm not going to make it, you got to make peace with that, you know? And so the Jeep flips, and what I remember most was, no, my girl did my makeup today. F that. I'm fighting this, okay? I'm fighting this, okay? So what you realize, so this Jeep starts to flip, and what I really remember the most is the sound of like metal on pavement, which is like the worst sound ever, like that. Screeching, and there's the violence of the impact of flipping. So my Jeep came to rest upside down, but the roof had been ripped off just from the impact of flipping 5 times, and I don't remember any of that. Apparently Good Samaritan stopped on the highway, 3 guys picked my Jeep up, one of them pulled me out, and then my head was like cracked open like an egg. So I had a massive skull fracture. My brain was bleeding, which was determined later on when I had my MRI and my CAT scans and stuff. Massive concussion, of course. And one of the guys took his shirt off and literally held my wound closed, you know, and some other guy took his hat off and put it over my face. And so when I came to, I was lying on my back and looking up at the sun in the sky. I was like, what the fuck? Why is my back so hot? And then I was like...
You came to it at the scene?
I came to it at the scene.
Okay.
But by this time, all the Good Samaritans were gone, and I was EMT worker. So I was like, why am I looking at the sky, and why is my back so hot? And then I saw the guys with their yellow uniforms. I was like, who are these guys? And that's when I realized what had happened, and I just kind of looked to the side, and I saw my Jeep, and it was upside down, and it was smashed to smithereens. And I just couldn't believe it. It was like a state of suspended reality, you know? And I was in total shock, so I felt no pain. I could only see out of one eye because there was like just blood all over my face and pooling in this eye. And then they told me that like I was losing consciousness, and while I was still there, so they put an IV in me to get fluids going, packaged me up, threw me in the ambulance. So, and then they took me to the hospital, and the hospital, I don't know how it is that I ended up at Huntington Memorial, but the it has valet and a waterfall in it. Like, I ended up at the right hospital. And the staff was, they were just so great. So as soon as they brought me into the trauma room, neurologists, trauma surgeons, they were all the flurry of activity and stuff. And then that's when people started to come in because they just, I don't know who got a hold of my phones, and they just started calling everybody. Like, when I say
you
everybody.
Don't have a password?
I don't know how she got into the phone.
This is crazy.
But she did. She got in the phone, so she started calling my call log. And so she called everybody from Stephen A. Smith to Craig Wayans. I was like, not the first people I'd call, but, yeah, you know, I love you guys. But I, Mom?
Right.
Maybe look for Mom.
Yeah, I was out of the country, and I didn't. I always put my phone away when I'm out of the country. But somebody that was with me was like, yeah, Melissa Ford, this was in a terrible car accident.
Yeah.
You don't know if she's going to make it. I'm like, what?
Yeah. What can I ask you? What's that like hearing when you like have friend? Like
when I heard it, they said you were in a coma.
Yeah,
and they said,
it just dawned on me that I've never asked you about this because I don't want to hear about it because I feel the way I feel right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was just happier when you're here. Mm-hmm. So I rather focus on that than focus on what actually happened. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I get it. I mean, I had men, like grown men who are friends of mine, call and break down sobbing on the phone at the thought that I'd moved on, that I passed away, because of what I came to realize what I represented in my friends' lives, which made me feel really, really, really good, you know. And that whole saying of like give people their flowers while they're here, it's really true.
Right.
It was almost like I was attending my own funeral. Mm. From the people that came to my rescue.
I do remember stopping to pray on the beach.
Thank you.
As soon as I heard that.
Thank you.
I hate when you get that kind of news and people
you take
run
it
to social
media.
I'm praying for you.
That's when you know
stop
somebody for real, I feel like that's the last thing I want to do.
Oh, I mean, the amount of people who inserted themselves into like my tragedy, it was hysterical to me.
Right.
I was like, but you didn't even call me. So you're posting about me on social media, you're adding me, and then I see in the comments people are just like, oh my, they thought I died. I'm so sorry for your loss. Wait, hi.
I'm here.
I'm here. And what are you talking to him for? So it's really interesting whenever people, you know, on social media insert themselves into other people's tragedy in order to like bring attention to themselves. It's a little sick. You know, narcissistic to a really
very narcissistic
messed up
somehow it's
level.
About yourself.
All right, we're still kicking in with Melissa Ford. We got more with her when we come back. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Melissa Ford in the building. Yee.
How is the road to recovery? How was that for you?
So the road to recovery was horrific. When I left the hospital, I left using a walker. I couldn't walk. I was having, you know, cognitive and speech issues, definitely memory, still bad, vertigo, pain, obviously that set in. But so I had to walk with a walker for about a month. And
if you know Melissa, she is a gym buff, always hiking, always, her workouts are insane.
Yeah.
So I had to imagine for you physically as somebody who was always so active, how that must have been really difficult.
Yeah. You know, God bless my girlfriends. They came over with food that they prepared for me, or they'd come over to my house to cook. Alicia Renee. Yeah. My girlfriend Sarah, Destiny. They really moved into action and became like moms to me.
Well, you know, Alicia's really a grandma.
Yes, she is.
Yes.
Super old soul and just an amazing person, an amazing friend. But it was so frustrating, and I was so angry. I was so angry, and I was so sad, and I was mourning my life because my life as I knew it was over. Mm. You know, I was mourning the person that I was because I wasn't her anymore. I described it as being before me and the after me. Mm-hmm. And I'm starting to not recognize her anymore. And I didn't think I really made sense until my DMs and email was flooded with people who had traumatic brain injuries from car accidents or war veterans or whatever, just basically saying, I see you, I hear you, I understand everything that you're saying, and giving me the most amount of advice as to exactly how to try to heal myself and work through and what to expect. So the support from total strangers was sometimes greater than people that I considered to be my closest friends. Mm-hmm.
You think something died with you in that car accident?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I had moments of reckoning. You know, it was a really dark time because I had to start to really analyze just myself, you know? Who am I? What's my identity? Because it gets thrown into action or it's compromised when you have something like that happen to you. You know, you're like, am I defined by this one event in my life? Mm. You know? And so you just spend so much time searching in the darkness, searching through a broken brain, that just stuff is just not making sense. Like, I remember trying to say the word exterminator and I couldn't. My brain could not put it together. I was like, I was in a stuttering and I was humiliated. Me being like the communicator, having right. the 70,000 word vocabulary. I was like, who am I if my brain's not operating right? What's really interesting is around the time of the accident, mine and Jason's relationship was not at its best. It was pretty fractured. Right. I didn't know if the podcast was going to continue with me on it, to be completely honest. With Jason and I, we had to repair our relationship before we could embark, you know, get back on the journey.
You guys repaired your relationship or worked on it at that time.
Yeah.
What was it like for you the first time coming back to the show after that?
It was really emotional. It was wonderful. It was wonderful coming back, and it was wonderful sitting with my friend after having repaired our relationship in a way that we feel unbreakable now.
Okay.
You know?
And I'm sure you approached it with a new sense of purpose.
Yeah, definitely. I mean,
what is your purpose?
Well, I'll say this, that I didn't feel grateful for having survived the entire time I was recovering, which was almost a year. Mm. I had moments still where I was really, really angry, really, really still just remorse, you know, just mourning my old life and everything. And then I had a dream, maybe just a couple of days before the Social Impact Awards where we awarded you guys.
And you won an award too.
I had no idea.
A surprise award.
Mm-hmm. I truly had no idea. They really kept that a secret from me. I had no like inkling mm-hmm. at all. So I'm reading like, so the Resilience Award is da 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 da. And as I'm reading, I'm like, wait a minute. And I burst out into tears because I realized what they had just done, mm-hmm. you know? But a couple of days before that, I'd had a dream that I was in a car accident and I died. So, and I remember thinking to myself, I'm not ready. Like, I'm not ready. And it was like, I don't know how to. I woke up feeling so grateful that I was alive, you know? I'm sorry, I don't mean to cry.
It's
but
okay, babe. We're happy.
That makeup up.
Thank you.
Let a good cry
I get
out.
It. She paid for it. She wanted to make sure.
No, it's a solid today. Okay. Right, Mitch? Okay, thank you.
well, she'll touch you up. Don't
yeah,
worry.
Yeah, she will. But I just woke up feeling so grateful that, you know, like that I'd lived, you know? And I felt guilty all over again. I'm a Scorpio. We carry guilt around like a bag of bricks, like yeah. voluntarily. But I just felt so grateful that like I got another chance. Like life is cliche to say, but it's really precious, and you're lucky. And you have to do whatever you want with it.
I still feel like you have so much more to tell though. Like I feel like this is one aspect of it, but I've told you this before, like even the old Video Vixen days.
Yeah.
Like, you can hold a lot of these young girls' hands right now and walk them through a lot of the bullshit they're going through now.
I try, but with, you know, youth comes arrogance. Mm-hmm. And I get it. I had it. You know, but life has a way of humbling you right. like a mofo. One thing I am going to talk more about was at the time that the accident happened, I was madly in love with somebody. And he never showed up.
No.
Yeah.
F*** him.
Well, yeah.
Can you imagine?
He never showed up. Nothing.
That's when he really supposed to step up.
He never stepped up or showed up.
Wow.
That is crazy.
He sent me flowers. Yeah. So here's the thing is like, you know,
wow.
So when I would, to him, I was, you know, the glamazon. I'd walk in to meet him in the hotel lobby or the, you know, the restaurants or whatever. And all eyes would be on me. And, you know, I could sashay, you know. And so I was a source of pride for him. And, you know, but it was superficial.
Right.
It was synthetic love, obviously, you know.
Trophy-ness.
That was very much his trophy, his doll. And then when the accident happened, his doll was broken. And he no longer wanted to play with that toy.
That's crazy.
Has he reached out now that he's seen that the doll is back together?
Man.
Better than ever?
Yes. He has. And he got silent.
As he should. You should never f*** with him ever again.
Oh, no. I was dealing with a broken head, broken heart all at the same time. I didn't know which one was going to kill me. One of them was going to. I wouldn't wish what I went through on my worst enemy. Like the darkest days where I thought, you know, where I was contemplating what method of suicide I was going to employ. And just the sorrow that I felt. But you know what? You cannot appreciate, you know, or have euphoric highs without those abysmal lows.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
Right.
Life undulates like a roller coaster. We don't get this even keel stuff. In order for us to celebrate our wins, we have to have like suffered some incredible losses.
It's chapters in a book.
Exactly.
Sometimes when things are going too great, I'm like, all right, what's
about
to happen?
Oh my God, I'm terrified. I'm happy.
I think that's anxiety though. I get that a lot too.
Yeah.
But then sometimes you really gotta do the opposite and step back and be like, I earned this.
Yeah. Yeah,
I deserve this.
Yeah, it's hard to think to yourself, I've earned this, I deserve this, I've worked really hard, and I'm worthy.
Melissa Ford, we thank you so much for coming through. It's so happy to see you all the time.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. I love you guys so much.
And love you more.
And I love being part of the iHeart family. We're really excited about that. So our show is nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
It's on weekends. Yeah.
All right. We're back together again. I love it.
I know.
All right. It's Machine Gun Melly, Melissa Ford. It's The Breakfast Club.
Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how Black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History, is now streaming on Hulu.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Hey, morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk car crashes.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, there were reports that Bobby Brown was hit by a car over the weekend and injured both of his legs.
There was one report.
According to his sister.
Yeah, it definitely was one
but
report.
But it felt like it came from a good source, right?
No.
His own sister?
No.
Anyway.
It didn't sound right.
No.
And first of all, when we came in here, y'all was like, you know, Bobby Brown got hit by a car.
No, that's not what we said. What we actually said was,
nobody else is reporting this
because it can't be true.
Exactly.
Well, according to Bobby Brown's attorney, that never happened. He said there are reports circulating that Bobby Brown was hit by a car over the weekend and substantially injured both his legs. The reports are false, and Bobby Brown was in L.A. enjoying time with his family this weekend.
Yeah, Leola going to need to come to the front of the congregation this morning. We need to have a word with her.
I need to see Bobby Brown right now and see what his legs look like to make sure this is
You would see
true.
That. The hospital reports. It'll be
it's Bobby Brown.
Everybody knows what he looks like.
It's Bobby Brown. Bobby Brown is a whole legend in these streets. Ain't no whole legend getting
Bobby,
hit by
are
no
you
car.
Okay?
He's fine. He tweeted, said he was
tweeted
good.
It. We haven't seen him.
You better stop. Yeah.
I'm not going to fly. This is a form of social media
schizophrenia. You're not going to fly.
He said, I'm not going to fly.
I said, I'm not going to lie.
This is a
form of social media schizophrenia.
I'm not going to fly.
All these hallucinations and delusions that people be having on social media. This is crazy.
All right. Now, Harvey Weinstein actually crashed his car into a tree, according to reports. He said
who?
He was swerving.
Who reported that? His sister?
The cops. He was, allegedly, he said he was trying to avoid a dare, so he swerved. So he did have to kick his way out of the car, and he is okay.
Do you see the difference in sources, though? Police officers said, okay? The difference,
they actually
know?
Seen the car.
Pay attention when you see these stories. Always pay attention to the sources.
All right, now let's give a congratulations to Young Thug. His album, So Much Fun, is number one. It's his first number
congratulations
one.
Congratulations to Thug.
Of his career.
Thugga Thugga.
Yeah, so congratulations to him for that. That's a big deal. All right, now Diddy is defending Jay-Z over this whole NFL situation.
People still talking about this?
Yes, they are. The people are still writing articles about it and doing posts about it.
Sponsored posts.
But this is the first time Diddy has spoken on it. He said Hov is one of the greatest to ever do it. He has been there more than anybody from the hip-hop culture, including me. And he said he's always been so selfish and fights for other people. We as a people cannot be divided and conquered at this time. But he goes on to say that he's proud of Colin Kaepernick and said, I'll continue to support him in every way possible. And he said, it's time to play chess, not checkers.
Listen, man, in order to change things, you need more control, more power, more influence. I don't know what else to tell you. Okay? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you got to change things from the inside out. And the issue is no longer where you sit on the bus or whether you can drive it. It's whether you can develop the capital to own the bus company. All right, that's the type of plays I see being made out here in these streets.
All right, now Dave Chappelle has a new Netflix special out called Sticks and Stones, and he's going hard on everybody. Now, he does some impressions. Let's see if you guys can guess who this is.
If you do anything wrong in your life, and I find out about it, I'm going to try to take everything away from you. And I don't care when I find out. Could be today, tomorrow, 15, 20 years from now. If I find out, you're finished. Who's that? That's you. That's what the audience sounds like to me. That's why I don't be coming out doing comedy all the time, because y'all is the worst motherfuckers I've ever tried to entertain in my life.
I like that.
That is definitely the era we in. That is exactly how you all sound. I'm telling you, I saw this Dave Chappelle set on Broadway, and I told y'all this is his best set by far.
All right, now Dave Chappelle also goes on to tell this joke. Now, keep in mind, if you go and try to watch this Netflix special, it is going to tell you that it's politically incorrect.
Doesn't matter what I say. And if you at home watching this on Netflix, remember, bitch, you clicked on my face. Celebrity hunting season. Doesn't matter what I say, they're going to get everybody eventually. Like, look, I don't think I did anything wrong, but we'll see.
It's just that simple. I don't understand why people act like they don't have choices. If you don't like something, just turn the television, turn the radio. You don't have to click on Dave Chappelle's face, okay? Everything got different audiences. Let those of us who enjoy that type of material enjoy it. You go find something else to listen to, please.
And as you guys know, Dave Chappelle did host a benefit concert for a date in Ohio after the mass shooting
happened.
I'm
offended.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne!
Yes.
Are you giving that down, Katu?
I want to address this social media schizophrenia that seems to exist on this planet nowadays. We need Bobby Brown's sister, Leola Brown, to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with her, please.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Hey, everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Now, if you just joined us, we were talking about changing a flat tire. I flew into JFK the other day, and I got a flat tire. As soon as I landed, it was flat. I don't necessarily know how to fix a flat. I never fixed a flat. I know the concept of it.
Envy don't know how to change a goddamn tire. That's all it boils down to.
But let me look it up on YouTube for
you. And then I'm in Queens. So in Queens, there's a fix-a-flat place in every corner damn near. Poppy fixed it, charged me $7. It took him 5 minutes. I kept it moving. I even sent y'all a picture of me fixing my flat.
But nobody in this room will change a tire. I have to say that.
It depends. You know what I'm saying? If I don't have no choice, like you might call AAA, and AAA might not get there for another 30, 45 minutes. If it takes me 15 minutes to change the tire, we got to span it back. We out, okay? Now, I'm going to tell you something. My father, you know, didn't teach me a lot when it came to, like, handiwork stuff. You know, he was a construction guy. He had his own construction company, you know, when he wasn't battling his drugs and alcohol and all that other stuff.
All right.
But, you know, he had a construction company, but he didn't teach me how to do too much handy stuff, but he definitely taught me how to change a goddamn tire.
I mean, even yesterday I had one of the old school cars out. It started overheating. I didn't even know what to do. I didn't even know where to put the water. I had to call my friend, shout out to No Limit out in No Limit Auto Body. They had to tell me where to put the water in. I had no clue. I just don't know.
I'm not mad at that. But changing a tire, every man should be able to change a tire. Every woman should be able to change a tire.
Every man should have AAA. And know where Poppy is that can fix your tire.
I didn't have AAA growing up. AAA costs money. AAA costs how much a month?
You know you could use somebody else's AAA growing up.
Yeah, you
could use
somebody else's AAA.
Which I used to do.
Yeah, I used to use
somebody else's AAA.
Why are you acting like y'all grew up with cell phones? So where if you had a flat tire, you could call somebody.
You could go right to the payphone.
Yeah, you have to walk to the payphone.
No problem.
In New York, there's a payphone in every corner.
And that's my point. The world ain't New York. When will y'all realize that? Okay, I grew up in a place that is more of a reflection of America than New York City, and it's called Monk's Corner, South Carolina, all right? Well, majority of the world is those rural areas, all right? You get a flat tire in the middle of nowhere, you got to change that tire right then and there.
You should have moved to New York then.
No, for what?
He did.
To be delusional like y'all and not know how to change tires?
Let's go to the phone line. We have Emily on the line. Emily, good morning.
Hi.
Hey, Emily, you know how to change a flat tire?
Yeah, I've known since I was 15 years old, Envy. It's sad that you don't know.
Where
are
you from, Emily?
I'm from the Bronx.
Oh, you from the Bronx and know how to change a flat tire.
There's a fix-a-flat place on every corner in the Bronx.
No. I grew up with boys. I've known since I was 15 years old because my brothers taught me. It's essential, especially in the Bronx.
You grew up in boys?
With boys.
With boys.
Oh, with boys. Oh, yeah, yes. Okay.
Yeah, with boys. So I was raised by men. So I was taught how to drive a car, and how to change the tire, how to do my oil change, how to change my
You got to change the oil?
Yeah.
What you doing Friday?
Shut up.
Yeah, I definitely know how to change the oil.
You. Who you
That's
doing
a
Friday?
Skill.
I don't. My
wife does, though.
Yeah. Really?
My wife knows how to change
the oil. My dad taught me how to do that also.
My dad's a mechanic, too. That's the crazy part. Hello, who's this? Was a mechanic, I should say.
What's going on? It's Marvin.
Marvin, what's up, man? You know how to change your tire, bro?
Yes, sir. First of all, I want to say I love y'all, man. Envy, love y'all. Charlamagne, Yee, y'all doing a great job.
Thank you.
Envy, come on, man. It's 2019. You got all these cars. You a car guy. All it takes is a couple of clicks on YouTube, man. You can change your tire yourself. You could have saved yourself $7.
Where you from, bro?
I'm from Brooklyn, but I live in South Florida
This
right
is
now.
Crazy. All of these New Yorkers know how to change tires.
I don't know why you think we wouldn't know how to change a tire because we're from New York.
Because of Envy saying that there's a
fix-a-flat. That's one person. I said
flat.
I know how.
No, you didn't. You did not say you know how yesterday.
I said my dad had a thing in the car. No, I said he taught me how.
Marvin, by the time you look it up on YouTube, you could have found Poppy in Brooklyn. Now, tell no lie. In Brooklyn, there was a fix-a-flat place damn near 5 blocks away.
All right, that may be so, but
See?
At the same time, if you're on the spot and you not anywhere where there is a fix-a-flat place, you know, all you got is yourself. You want to wait for AAA?
That's right.
You want to get down and dirty and do it yourself?
My brother. As I told y'all yesterday, most people know how to change a flat tire.
Well, 70% of people, according to this poll.
And that's most, Yee.
You know, 30% don't.
And I ain't gonna front. I usually got some nice J's on, and I ain't gonna mess up my J's for no tire, bro.
Hey, shut up, man. You grew up rich or something?
Nope, but still.
Knock it off.
If I paid for them J's, I ain't messing up them J's. How many sneakers you messed up fixing flats?
I have no idea, because when you're in the middle of nowhere and your tire is flat, you want to fix your tire. You ain't worried about your goddamn sneakers.
And if you know my dad, you know he does not want to pay $7 to change the tire. He'll do it himself. My dad will take the hose out and wash the car himself. He will do everything himself unless it's an absolute emergency.
I can't believe you're surprised by this. The minority does not know how to change a flat tire.
800-585.
Drum, you know how to change a flat tire? Yep. Dan, you know how to change a flat tire? Eddie, you know how to change a flat tire?
No.
We all know how to change flat tires, bro.
800-585-1051. Talking change of flat tires. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about changing a flat tire. The other day, I flew in from L.A., and when I got to the airport, my car was flat. I didn't change the tire. I know the concept. I just never did it. I don't necessarily know how. So what did I do?
Why do you keep saying you know the concept?
You put the jack under the car. You jack up the car, right?
You either know how to do it or you don't.
You put the thingy majiggy on the nuts. You spin the nuts.
Okay,
take the nuts off.
Right.
You talk about me one more time.
I have a question, Envy. What about run flat tires? You don't have those?
Some cars have them. Some cars don't. In the sports cars, they don't have run flats because you're usually driving at a high speed, so they don't allow them. But
I would say I can't live without my run flat tires. I haven't had to worry about that in so long because of the run flat tires.
I'm just saying.
I told y'all yesterday that most people in America know how to change a flat tire. Why are you surprised about this? I have no idea.
I'm just telling you. Kiana.
Yes.
Good
morning.
Good morning,
guys.
Hey.
So I feel like I don't mind. I don't think it's a deal breaker if my guy knows how to change a tire or anything like that. I definitely know how. But I would be really upset if I'm in the car and we get a flat and my guy doesn't know how to change it and I'm outside changing the tire.
Y'all wouldn't call AAA?
That would be kind of crazy.
We can call AAA, but I mean, that's a whole entire weight. Like, I can get it done. That's just, how do you feel? Like, I can just take
You can get it done in 15 minutes. Where you calling from?
I'm calling from Jersey.
Jersey? You should know how to change a flat tire in Jersey because you'd be on them highways.
Word. And Envy, also, you got to loosen your lug nuts before you jack up the car. You're going to mess up everything. You're going to hurt yourself.
See? And that's the reason why I don't do it myself.
Yeah, you can't even do that. You can't raise the car and then take the lug nuts off.
No, she said loosen the lug nuts and then raise the car.
Yeah. That's what you're supposed to do. That's what I just said. You can't raise the car and then loosen the lug nuts.
What's your name,
that's
Mama?
What Envy said.
Envy said that? I didn't hear that part.
Kiana, what you doing Friday? I might need you to do some service on my cars.
I'm going to charge you a whole lot.
All right, Biden.
All right.
Poppy charged me $7. Diana, good morning.
Good morning, Envy.
Good morning. Do you know how to change a tire?
No, I'm from Queens, and the flat place is on, like, on every corner.
See?
And, no. Never change a tire. It never will. Now I'm married, and that's what I got a husband for.
Well, see, I got kids now. That's what I got kids for. But there's a fix-a-flat place in every, damn near every corner in Queens. So
bro, you got
just
one
go
person
right
to agree with you, bro.
And I'm riding with this one person.
Like,
what's your
name? This is ridiculous. You got one person to agree with you, bro.
What's your name, Mama?
All right.
Diana.
Hey, Diana, what you doing next week Saturday?
What y'all going to go learn how to fix a flat together?
You going to come to my car show? You going to fix flats together in my car show, Kiana?
We can do it together.
All right, there you go. I got you. How many kids you got?
Only one.
All right, well, bring him too.
He's still got time. Still
bring
got
him
too.
Hold on, all right?
Okay.
See, I don't know what y'all talking about. See, she didn't know how to fix a flat.
Bro, that's one person out of 15 phone calls, okay? The poll Angela Yee posted up said 71% of all people, as I told y'all yesterday, most people in America know how to change a flat tire.
But who put up that poll? Bobby Brown's sister? How we know that poll is accurate?
Angela Yee posted it up.
Yeah, I posted it.
What's the moral of the story, guys?
1,700 people.
The moral of the story is tires should be made out of whatever vagina walls are made out of. If tires were made out of the same material as vagina walls, we would never need new tires. And you would never get a flat.
My goodness. Yee, we got rumors on the way.
Yes, let's talk about Wendy Williams. Now, she was on with Jason Lee and Hollywood Unlocked, and she was talking about not getting into that 50 Cent party.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, can somebody answer a question for me?
What's that?
How did Megan Thee Stallion win an MTV Video Music Award last night for Hot Girl Summer, and there's no video for Hot Girl Summer yet?
Video ain't come out yet?
No, the video's not out yet.
So how's she getting the award?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking the question. That was a question I asked. It wasn't a statement.
You sure it wasn't for Big Ol' Freak?
No, she won for Hot Girl Summer.
That's impossible.
It was Megan Thee Stallion.
It won for Power Anthem. So
yeah, but it's a Video Music Award, though, right?
Right.
Yeah,
there was no video.
It beat Ariana Grande, Seven Rings, Khaled and Cardi B, and 21 Savage, Wish Wish, Nightmare by Halsey, Tempo from Lizzo, Taylor Swift, You Need to Calm Down, and Miley Cyrus' Mother, Daughter, and Girl by Maren Morris. Like, I understand people want to be cool. And I'm happy that Megan Thee Stallion got an award. But come on. She don't even have a video yet.
Well, congratulations to her. Hopefully the video is as hot as MTV says it is.
Yes, drop on the clues bombs for MTV giving out Minority Report awards because they already know how dope the video is and the video isn't even out yet.
All right.
Well, I didn't even see that Megan on the list of awards that I saw this morning.
All right. Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Wendy Williams.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Wendy Williams was on Hollywood Unlocked, and she was talking about not getting into 50 Cent's tycoon party. Now, you saw her, right, Envy?
On the way out, she was walking in.
So there was a tycoon pool party. Everybody was there, and Wendy was pictured there with Snoop Dogg, and here's what she had to say.
So we pull up, and I was about 10 thick, including Medina, who was head of everything. You know how she does. Mm-hmm. Medina got out of the car and straightened everyone out like, okay, look, all we want to do is go to Snoop. Wendy's in the car, blah, blah, blah. It's her son's birthday, blah, blah, blah. Then I get out. Elizabeth cops, they fall down, they throw up, like all those guns.
They're excited to see you.
Yes. How you doing?
Embrace.
I had no, I knew 50 was going to be there, but I was only there to see Snoop.
Yeah.
To say, look, my boy is now 19.
Well, I guess, yeah. Well, here's more of what she had to say about the pool party, because you could tell she's a little irritated, and I guess her and 50 aren't going to be cool anytime soon. I thought maybe they might have made up.
Nah. If 50 Cent walked in right now, you wouldn't say, f*** you.
Oh, no. Just go away. Like, I'm done. Poor child. You know, with child and children. No. Like, we stepped around the metal detector in the name of Remy Ma.
Huh? Mm-hmm. What the hell does that mean? We stepped around the metal detectors in the name of Remy Ma?
I don't know what that means. Remy's like, leave my name out of this mess.
Wendy, what are you doing, baby? Like, Lean Back was 15 years ago. You get to a certain age, you just start sounding foolish trying to sound cool. Like,
or maybe she's saying her and her team is strapped, so she's not concerned with them. They step around the metal detectors.
That's like saying I walk in the club and tell them, move, bitch, get out the way in the name of Ludacris. From the window to the wall, tell the sweat drip down my balls in the name of Little John.
I don't think you can say that, bro.
You can find me in the club, bottle full of bulb in the name of 50 Cent.
All right, now.
My eye is on the sparrow in the name of Jesus. Like, what are you doing?
DeMarcus Cousins, apparently his ex-girlfriend is saying that he threatened her. Christy West is his ex-girlfriend. Just one day before he was supposed to marry his new girlfriend in Atlanta. And she also says that she has a recording of the threat. Well, TMZ did get their hands on that recording, and here it is.
No, he's not coming.
I'm going to make sure I put a bullet through your.
All right. So she recorded this while at a trampoline park. She was with their 7-year-old son, and she says that it's DeMarcus Cousins who told her he's going to put a bullet in her head.
He was, you could tell he was upset. He wanted this kid for his wedding. I mean, you shouldn't say that, but you could tell he was upset. He wanted this kid for his wedding. He shouldn't have said it.
Your threat is not, I'm going to make sure I put a bullet in your head. There's no excuse.
Not that type of threat.
For saying something like that. Come on, that's a crazy thing to say.
But we've all said, and I'm not saying that he is right, but we've all said some foul stuff to people.
Nobody has ever told me they can put a bullet in my head.
I didn't say people said that. I said people have said foul things before out of anger. Could you imagine you getting married, you want your son or daughter for your wedding, and your baby mother tells you no, your son can't go? You probably said some foul stuff. I'm sure it was one of those things. It was angry. It was out of anger.
He was definitely moving off emotion.
It was emotional.
It was all pure emotion, but it don't make it right.
It doesn't make it right at all.
Listen, don't be saying stuff like that to your baby mom that she could be recording and putting out there for the world to listen to.
You can't say
that
to your
baby mom. And using it against you.
Now, don't get me wrong.
Okay, you can't move off emotion. Say, I'm going to put a bullet in your head. There's a lot of other things you could have said.
Yeah, there's plenty of people you can tell you want to put a bullet through their head. It's not your baby mom.
You shouldn't say that to nobody. How about that?
No, there's some people out there that deserve to get told that in a harsh way.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
All right.
And not your baby mama.
Now let's talk about Rosa Parks and Sally Ride. Mattel is going to be honoring both of these women with their own Barbie dolls. Now, I know you guys know who Rosa Parks is. Do you know who Sally Ride is?
Sally Ride, wasn't she the woman that didn't Taraji play one of them?
She was the first American woman and youngest American to fly in space.
Wasn't she one of the Hidden Figures? You wasn't?
No.
Oh.
That's who Sally Ride is.
I know it had to do something with, what was the Hidden Figures about?
They worked for NASA.
Yeah. They worked for NASA.
But they didn't fly. They worked like they built a computer. They
yeah,
worked
I think Sally Ride had something to do with NASA. I didn't know that. It had something to do with space.
All right, so these Barbie dolls are going to debut on Women's Equality Day, so you guys can get those if you want to. And if you want to check it out, it's part of the Inspiring Women series, which debuted on International Women's Day back in 2018. And Kim Kardashian has changed the name of her shapewear line. Remember all that controversy over kimono?
Mm-hmm.
And so she's had to change all of that up. So she posted, "My fans and followers are a huge inspiration to me." So it's now called Skims Solution Wear, SKIMS, skims.com. You can check that out. And Viola Davis may be playing Michelle Obama in the Showtime series. So that's what is set to happen. It's called, they're giving viewers a first-person look at some first ladies, and Michelle Obama is one of them. And that will be played by Viola Davis. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, do we have a second to play the Big Sean joint on before I do my Jersey mix? Let's play a verse of that. I like that. He killed it last night. Shout to ASAP Ferg. Shout to Big Sean. He played that last night. Dope, dope joint. Let's get that on first, and then let's do a mix for Jersey. Jersey killed it so crazy last night. I'm going to try to get a lot of these Jersey artists on. Shout to Queen Latifah. Shout to Apache. Shout to Naughty by Nature. Shout to Redman. Shout to Poor Righteous Teachers. Fugees, Lauryn Hill, Wyclef, Fetty, Sue Surf, Artifacts, Lords of the Underground, I'll Be Al, DiBiase. Let's get on some Jersey, all right? Shout to DJ Do It All. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History is now streaming on Hulu.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Shout out to everybody in the D. I'm going to be in the D tonight. Detroit, I'm doing my birthday party out there. We got three venues, so we're going to be partying it up. Shout out to all the Virgos. Shout out to everybody. I know a lot of people are coming out. We're going to have a lot of fun. Shout out to A-Real from the station. She does the boards for us in the morning. She's coming out. It's her birthday. So.
Oh, happy birthday, A-Real. That's my girl right there.
Yeah, she's partying with us tonight as well. So make sure you guys get there early. It's going to be a lot of fun. Three venues. We're going to be running to each venue. So we're going to have a lot of fun tonight, man.
And yeah, make sure y'all all come out from JLB out there. Chris Carson, shout out to you.
My StockX family, they'll be in the building too.
Yes, Kevin, Damian. Well, Damian's out here.
He's here, yeah.
In New York. Hey,
also, this is Charlamagne Tha God talking. I got my paperback in for my second book, Shook One. It's a national bestseller. I love seeing that national bestseller on the top of the book. I don't think people understand how blessed I am in this book world. All right, but it'll be out 9/3.
Yeah, you're putting your paper back out on my birthday. Is there any significance with that?
Let me tell you something. I know you want my back out on your birthday, but guess what? No backs will be out for you on your birthday, all right, except for Gia's. <All right?
laughs> I mean, you put your back out on my birthday. I'm just kidding.
But no, the paperback will be out on September 3rd.
Yep.
And we're doing I'm doing an event September 5th at Powerhouse Arena in Brooklyn with the homie Dr. Jessica Clemens at 7 p.m. So I'll be out there signing books, signing copies of my new paperback. Well, not my, is it a new paperback? Yeah.
Paperback. It's new.
Paperback, yeah. A shook one. Anxiety playing tricks on me. Out September 3rd.
All right. Well, when we come back, positive note, don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, you guys have a great day. Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
Yes, I have a message for all you ungrateful, ashy bastards out there, all right? Wow. I want you to know, you should do not spoil what you have by desiring what you have not. But also remember that what you now have was once among the things you only hope for. So stop taking it for granted, you ashy bastard. Put some lotion on.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.